Welcome to Sozo's Podcast, a student ministry of Victory Family Church located in Cranberry Township, PA. We're glad you're here. We meet every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 8:30. Check us out on Instagram at SozoYTH.
I just had this picture as I was worshiping up here, and this is how the Lord speaks to me sometimes, and He might speak to you a different way, that's totally fine, but let's go ahead and put some piano in the back. I need to sound super spiritual tonight. That's how you sound super spiritual, is when you put the piano in the back. It makes it sound like, man, this is so good. This is straight from heaven. Either way, it's straight from heaven. But when I was back there and worshiping Jesus, I saw a picture. And I saw a picture that almost put me to tears. I saw a picture that should have been me. See, the picture that I saw wasn't something like this during worship. A picture that I saw wasn't like this when singing out to God. When I saw this picture, here's what I saw. I saw this. I saw Jesus hanging on a tree. I saw Jesus saying, I'm opening up my arms. I'm opening up my life. I'm giving everything that I have for the sake of you. And here's the greatest thing about what Jesus did on the cross for me and for you. He didn't have to, and guess what? He didn't feel like doing it. He literally went up to the garden. He says, Lord, if this cup can pass from me, let it pass from me. He was sweating. He had anguish. He had anxiety. He was fearful because he's like, man, I got to go to the cross for humanity. And there's sometimes I feel like in church where we're waiting for the goosebump. We're waiting for the filling. We're waiting for that next song that, you know what, that's my jam. I can worship the oceans. I can worship the tremble. I can worship to at your name I bow my knee. Like, we all have our favorite songs. As your pastor, I have my favorite songs. And oceans is definitely number one. If I want to start crying and have some emotions and feel God, you better believe I'm putting oceans on. But the reality is, Jesus did not feel like going to the cross, but he made a decision, not based on how he felt, but based on you and me. And I think it's only appropriate as God's children to say, you know what, we're giving you the same thing in return. You paid your price for me. I'm going to give my life to you. I'm going to worship you when I don't feel like it. I'm going to worship you when I don't feel like it. I'm going to worship you when the feelings and the goosebumps aren't here, because you are a good God. It's not about me right now. It's about lifting up the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Some of you guys are going through some stuff right now, and if you have this mentality, I can promise you this, he is not going to deliver on your behalf. Because when you have this mentality, and some of you guys have it right now, and I'm not calling you out, but when you have this mentality, it's about what can I get out of it? What's in it for me? How can you please me? How can the pastor meet my needs? How can God meet my needs? I really want a Mercedes. I really want a Lamborghini. I really want to have that nice house and that nice car. I'm going to go ahead and talk to God when I need something. But the reality is, it's not about what your needs are. It's about who he is. It's about the goodness of God that draws us back to him. And as a youth group and as a ministry, I will not tolerate it. Jesus would not tolerate it. When he was passionate about something, you know what he did? Men, listen to me, men. You know what he did? He went into the temple, he got a whip and started driving people out because he was passionate about the temple and the purity in the temple. It's time as men we rise up and you say, this is a passion of mine. I am going to serve God. I am going to live for God. I don't care what culture and society thinks. I don't care what people are saying about me. I'm going to lift my hands during worship. If you want to be a real man tonight, that's what we do. Real men worship Jesus. Real men get down on their faces before God when nobody's around and say, God, I need you. You know how many times I got down on my hands and on my knees crying out to God because I needed a miracle. I needed him in my life. I need the grace of God in my life. And some of you guys are at a place right now, and we're about to go into this song called Defender. Some of you guys are at a place right now, and this is a prophetic word for some of you guys. You're at a place right now and you're debating. You're debating if Christianity is for you. you're debating, you know, is this really the right thing to do? Is this really what I want to do with the rest of my life? And I promise you tonight, if you give yourself to God tonight, if you give yourself to Him during this next song, He's going to break some chains. I'm prophetically speaking, He's going to break some chains in your life. Some generational curses that have been passed down, He's going to break them tonight. That mentality, that mindset. He's our defender. He's fighting for you. He is in your corner. When you feel like throwing in the white towel, He's saying, guess what? I got one more. I got one more for you. I'm going to fight your battles for you, because that's who our God is. So with everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, let's stretch our hands to heaven. Everybody stretch their arms to heaven as a way to say, God, I'm giving myself back to You. When You died on the cross and Your hands were nailed on that tree, You were thinking about us. And here in this moment, there's nothing more that we want to think about than Your name. There's nothing we want to think about than what You have done for us. So Holy Spirit, I pray right now that You would do what only You can do, that You would open up the eyes of the blind, Lord, that You would have the deaf ears hear again. God, that people who are torn, people who are burdened, God, that You would, Lord, refresh their souls. People who are burnt out, God, You would give them strength, God. People who have anguish in their mind, God, I thank You. By Your Spirit, You are renewing, because we have the mind of Christ. So tonight, God, we choose to serve You. Tonight, we choose to run after You, no matter how we feel. What is it?
Ronnie.
That's why he didn't come up. Where's Ronnie at? Where you at, Ronnie? He ain't here. I tell you, he ain't here. But this man, he's probably in the bathroom, but this guy, or he probably knew I was about to honor him, and he's a shy guy. But this guy walked from Foxmoor in the rain to be here tonight. And that's what we celebrate here. Like that young man wanted to be here so bad, and he's probably using the restroom. I'm the same way. If I wasn't speaking right now, I'd be excusing myself going to the bathroom, because that's just what I do. But this man, I was talking to him out there, and one of the girls said, you know this guy, he walked from Foxmoor in the rain to be here. And it just reminded me of these four guys who had a friend that was paralyzed, and the room was full, but these four friends cared too much about their friend that they would do anything to get him in the house. And what happened was these four guys, they drilled a hole in the top of the house just to bring him in. And that's the kind of faith we want. A kind of faith where we come into the presence of God and we're believing for miracles. We're believing for signs. We're believing for wonders. We're believing for Him to show up in our lives and transform us. Because guess what, guys? I'm not here to preach a good message. I'm here to allow the Holy Spirit to transform our lives. Can I get an amen? But before we get into my message tonight, we have one announcement that I want to make. If you guys haven't signed up for Serve Day, it's not this Saturday, it's next Saturday. Talk to your small group leaders tonight. We want all of y'all to sign up for a Serve Day. I'm leading one down at Urban Impact, and we have about 14 or 15 people already signed up, and mine's about full. But make sure you talk to your small group leader, because we want every single one of you serving in some capacity, because here's the truth. It's better to give than to receive. Jesus said, I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom. And when we get our attention off of ourselves and onto other people, that's where God can begin to do something supernatural in your life. So let me go ahead and pray, and we're about to jump in, and guess what? We're going to have a Holy Ghost night. Like y'all grew up in the Catholic Church, or maybe you grow up in the Pentecostal Church. We're going to have a mixture of both. So we're going to meet y'all halfway. All right? So you Catholic, we're going to meet you halfway. Pentecostal, we're going to meet you halfway. We're going to have a, what would we call that? A Pentecostalic service. Let's go. Father God, we're so thankful that we can have fun in Your house. We're so thankful that You have paid an ultimate price for us. And right now, we give You our hearts. We give You our lives. God, and right now, the expectation that we have in this room is for You to show up and move on our behalf, God. We need a fresh touch from You. We need a fresh breath for You, God, to speak into our hearts, to reveal Your truth to us, because we want to become more like You. It's our desire to become more like You every single day. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Everybody says, Amen, amen. I got 10 minutes with you guys, and we're going back into worship because I really have a feeling that, man, God's about to do something in your hearts tonight. But I want to talk to you guys from this thought, bite your tongue. And I need you to turn to your neighbor right now and tell them to bite their tongue. Not literally bite their tongue. Turn to your other neighbor and say, hey, listen, bite your tongue. Bite your tongue. Bite your tongue. Bite your tongue. And I want to talk to you guys about the power of your speech. The power of your words. Do you know the reality is that your thoughts become your words become your actions become your destiny. Everything starts in the thought life. But guess what? When we allow those negative thoughts or those positive thoughts to be in our thoughts, they become what we say. They become exactly the destiny that we're walking on. And here's how I know that words are so powerful. In the beginning, it said God created the heavens and the earth. How did He create the heavens and the earth? He spoke it into existence. There is power in your words tonight. The same Holy Spirit that lived in Jesus lived in us. The same Holy Spirit that spoke things into existence lives within us. And I'm not saying we blab it and we grab it. We don't believe that here, but we truly believe if we allow the Word of God to get into our hearts and we allow the Word of God to get into our minds and we speak those things out, we believe that they shall come to pass. Jesus created by saying something. Jesus created you by breathing into your lungs. Do you know that you have the power to create? Do you know you have the power to speak positively in somebody's life? But you also know that you have the power to criticize, the power to mock, the power to put somebody down. And this is what I love in Proverbs. It says this in 18, verse 21, the tongue has the power of life and death. The tongue has the power of life and death. See, Proverbs, it talks about the tongue. And there's only two things that your tongue and your speech can do in your life and the people around you. It could either speak life and breathe life into your life and to those around you, or it can breathe death and to other people. It could either lift people up or it could tear people down. It could either lift people up and propel them forward into their purpose, or it could say, you know what, I'm going to say this because I know that it's going to paralyze that person because my negative words, my words have power. What are you speaking to yourself? What are the words that you're speaking over yourself? Because here's what I know is true. Here's what I know is true. I want you guys to take out your cell phone real quick. In church, y'all, you could take out your cell phone in church. Hallelujah. And I want you to take your cell phone out and I want you to go to your camera. And after you're going to your camera, I want you to put the camera on you. Put it on you right now. Oh, man. Baby, you were right. I look like a GQ model tonight. My hair is looking good. My shirt is looking good. Whew. I want you guys to look at yourself in the mirror right now. Look at yourself in your camera. What are the words that you're speaking over yourself when you look at you? What are the things that are coming to your mind? I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I'll never mount up to anything. I'm not qualified. I'm ill-equipped. I'm just a man from Beaver County. And we look at ourselves in the mirror, and a lot of times we look at ourselves and it's nothing but critical. We look at ourselves and we put ourselves down all the time when we look at ourselves in the mirror. But what would happen if we would look at ourselves every single morning and say, you know what, I'm a child of God. I'm made in the image of God. I have the Holy Spirit living inside of me. Yeah, I might be ill-equipped, but God equips me. God lives inside of me. I know that I can make a difference in this world. God, I know that you have called me to be a leader. I know that I'm a tree planted by streams of living water. All the things that I do will prosper because you are with me. I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I am going to make a difference in my school. I am going to make somebody feel like they belong, even if they don't believe what I believe. I'm going to sit by that person today. I'm going to go down to YMCA and I'm going to speak truth. And some people are going to get to know you because of me. What are you speaking to yourselves tonight? Is it words that are lifting you up, or is it words that are tearing you down? When you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see all your flaws? Do you see all your insecurities? Do you see all your weaknesses? Or do you see Jesus in you? Do you see His Word coming alive in your heart? One of my biggest struggles going into high school and to college, I had somebody speak death into my life. And can I tell you, those words still haunt me today? That I'm still getting over those words today? That person, they loved me, they cared about me. And they probably don't even remember that they did what they did and said what they said. But those words still creep in my mind today. And this is what I say to myself all the time. I have the mind of Christ. I am made in His image. I am made in His likeness. God, you are calling me to greatness. God, you have a purpose for my life. Some of you guys have no faith in yourselves. How can you impact other people if you have no faith in yourselves? This isn't pride. This is confidence in Christ, saying, I'm connected to Jesus. Are y'all with me tonight? I feel like a lot of us nowadays, what we do is, instead of going on this phone and looking at who we are, we go on this phone and we check out Instagram. We see what everybody else is doing. We see their highlight reels. We see the nice house they live in. We see the nice car that their parents bought them. We see their girlfriend. We see their boyfriend. Man, why can't I have a relationship like that? We see them going on vacation, and all we do is start to compare. And comparison kills self-worth. Comparison kills who you are in Christ, because a lot of times we're focusing on, man, everybody else, and not focusing on who Jesus is to us. It's time as a church that we quit comparing. It's time as a church that we rise up and you say, you know what? I'm going to serve God. I might not be qualified, but guess what? He qualifies me. What are the battles that you are facing tonight? What is in your thought life that is coming out when you speak? I encourage you to ask your friends, do I speak life to you, or do I speak death? When we're together at our table, am I always gossiping and always complaining? Or am I breathing life into this situation, into this relationship? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And here's what I love, what Jesus' brother James, he said this about our tongue. He says this in James chapter 3. He says, we can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. If you want to change the life you have, change the words that you're speaking. Like, that's way too good for this Pentecostal church to be quiet. Are y'all with me? I need y'all to shout me down. I need you to stand up on your seat and say, come on, white boy. You got what it takes. Come on, preach it. Come on, I need some Stephen Furtick up in here. I need people to shout me down. Come on. Small changes in the words we speak can result in big differences in the life that we have. That's what James was saying. It's the little things in life that make a big difference. Let me give you an example. Noah, stand up real quick. Come here. Come here. Noah, you stand up. You stand up. Leah, you stand up. Nate, stand up. All right, here's what I need you guys to do. When these three sit down in your section, and I'm going to give them a count of three, I need you guys to stand up. Okay? So when I tell you guys to sit down, I need everybody else to stand up. One, two, three, sit down. Okay. When all of you guys sit down, I need all those three people to stand up in their section. One, two, three, sit down. Do you guys see the power in words? Go ahead and sit down. Do you see the power in your words? Life and death are in the power of the words. It's the small things that you're speaking that's going to create the life that you have. I literally made this whole auditorium stand up based on words that I've just spoken. Do you see the power of speech? Do you see the miracle that can happen when you start to say what God says about you? When you start to say His promises in your life? God, come here. Come here. This isn't a test. Here's what I want you guys to see. And I hope I don't cry when I do this. Look at me. I see a man of God. I see a leader. I see a man that has influence in his schools because of the gifts that God has given you. I see you touching a generation and being a leader that stands up for not what is wrong, but what God has called you to do. I see a man that is not going to go and preach Jesus and make his name weird, but you're going to have relationship with people one-on-one. People are going to come to know God because of you. I see you sitting at your lunch table speaking life, calling out the greatness inside of other people. That's who I see in you. I see God's about to do something supernatural in your life. He wants to use you. He's going to use you. You have the character. You have the integrity. And he's going to do something so unique in this next year at your school through you. I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you, of the man that you are. I remember when you started coming to Sozo and to see the transformation that has happened in your life because another young man, Mitch Gore's obedience to say, you know what, I'm reaching out to God. I'm reaching out to the kids at my school to see his kingdom come and his will be done. And because of his obedience, man, you're here. And because of your obedience, you're going to see your friends come to know Jesus and spend eternity in heaven. And I'm so proud of you. Give me a hug. Thank you. I love you. All right, who's next?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'll go through this whole room. We only got a couple minutes left, but I'll go through this whole room, and I will speak life into you. But I believe exactly what I spoke over Guy. You want to know what my French name was in high school? It was Guy, but it was spelled G-U-Y. There's something there, man. I don't know what it was. I don't know why I took French in high school, but now I know. There is that common ground that we have right now. But life and death are in the power of the tongue. The tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches. What you just saw was powerful. And I don't know if you guys are grasping what I'm trying to say tonight. But a lot of us think that our speech, it is what it is. It's really not that big of a deal. It's really not that big of a deal when I sit with my girlfriends at school. We're making fun of that girl because her skirt's too small and her legs look weird. It's really not that big of a deal when I'm in the locker room with my buddies and they talk about hooking up with a girl who's a virgin. It's really not a big deal to look at somebody and bully them. It's really not a big deal to speak death over somebody. It's really not a big deal. Like they really don't even care what I have to say anyway. I don't have influence in their life. But you know that's a lie? That Satan will come any way he can. He will deceive you any way he can to say, you know what? It's really not that big of a deal. Self-deprecation is really not a big thing. Everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is shaming everybody. Everybody else has this hate speech. Everybody else has an opinion. That's what's wrong with our world today. We all have an opinion, and we think our truth is the truth, but here's the reality. The truth is the Word of God, and your truth is not the truth. Your truth is an opinion that really doesn't matter. Start speaking the truth over your life. If you hate where you're at right now, if you're miserable with where you're at right now, guess what I did when I was miserable, 18 years old, in college, screwed up? I start speaking life over myself. I start speaking life over those lies that I believed growing up. I start speaking life into my dry bones, where people would make fun of me because of my beliefs and me following Jesus. I began to speak life, and I saw a transformation in my heart. I saw a transformation in my life. When I was going down this way, I started to speak life. Guess what happened? Lord, yes, you got me. You got me. You got me. I'm trusting in you. I began to see my life transform. I began to see my life change. And you can have the same thing tonight. It just starts by one word at a time. One word at a time. Go on Google. I do this all the time. I go on Google. You know what I do? If I'm struggling with something, here's what I'll do. I'll give you guys a secret. I'm really not that spiritual, I promise you. Google's more spiritual than I am. Here's what I do. Verses on anxiety. Man, there's sometimes I wake up with anxious thoughts. I don't know what to do. I don't know what verse to turn to. You know what I do? I go to Google. Google is my spiritual roadmap. Don't judge me. Don't judge. You're all looking at me right now like, this is my pastor? Guess what? Your pastor got some issues. Your pastor is a human. Quit looking at me like I'm some supernatural person. I'm not. Come hang out with me. Ask my wife. Ask my mom. Ask my mother-in-law. Shoot. Come on. Where's the verse? When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Peace is what I leave with you. It's my peace that I give you. I do not give you what the world gives you. Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid. Sometimes you guys need to encourage yourself in the Lord. When David was down, when David was going through some things, guess what? He encouraged himself in the Lord. No worship, no praise. It was just him and God. God, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. When I am weak, then I am strong. When I am anxious, man, you are with me. You are my peace. You are my refuge. You are my strength in times of need. What are the lies that you have been believing that actually became truth in your heart? There's lies that you guys have believed that are now truths. You think they're truths that are embedded in your heart. Am I scaring some of y'all? Some of y'all are like, oh my gosh, I don't know what this dude's about to do next. Neither do I. But I'm passionate about this because this has changed my life. And as we finish up, the worship team's going to come up. I want to give you guys just two ideas and two thoughts about speaking words of encouragement and words that lift people up. This was my mom's favorite quote to me when I was growing up. If you don't have nothing good to say, don't say it at all. Can I get an amen? If you have nothing good to say about that person, if you have nothing good to say about yourself, do not say it at all. Ephesians 4, chapter 29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. The second thought is this: if you think something positive, say it. If you think something positive, say it. If you think something positive about something, text it to them. It's so easy. It's so refreshing when you're lifting somebody up. Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. I love encouraging people. I love speaking into people's lives because it's truly who they are as a person. It's truly their true DNA as a follower of Jesus Christ. If you have nothing good to say, don't say it at all. And if you think something positive, say it. Proverbs 16:24 says this, gracious words are like honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Sweet to the soul and healing to your dry bones. To those dead dreams. To that dead area in your life because of the words that were spoken over you at the age of 10. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. You're not pretty. You're not handsome. You're never going to mount up to anything. What's the point of even living? Some of you guys heard those exact words spoken over to your life, and many of you guys believe those words. Many of you guys believe that's the real you. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God wants to do a transformation in your life. The Bible says that when we have given our hearts to Him, we become new creations. But here's what I know. When we become new creations, sometimes we have to get the dust off of that new on those new shoes. We need to get the dust off of our jacket. We have to refresh ourselves sometimes. We have to be reminded of who we are and who we're not. And what I want to do tonight, because I know this is hitting home for so many of you guys, you've been believing lies about yourself, but most importantly, you're speaking death over your life. I want to pray for you guys. Our leadership wants to pray for you. They want to speak life into your dry bones. Right now, I want you to turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor, and I want you to give them one word of encouragement right now. Come on, turn to your neighbor. Give them one word of encouragement right now. Turn to that other neighbor and just encourage them right now. Nobody, not saying anything. You're a good-looking man. You are. To one person, who is that for? You haven't heard a positive word in your life all week. And you need to be reminded of who you are. So here's what I want to do, guys. I want the leadership team to come up, our small group leaders. I've margined time so we can go into small groups. I gave ourselves 13 minutes to pray for you guys and go back into this worship song. And if this is your first time here, man, we're so glad that you're here. You don't have to come up front to get prayed for, but I do encourage you that it will refresh you, even if it is kind of awkward and weird and you're not used to this environment. But what I want to do is I want our leaders just to pray over you, but also to speak some encouragement into your life, because I know the culture that you live in, the schools that you go to, it's always negative, negative, negative. It's always putting somebody down. And what I want to do is I want them to pray for you. And we're going to dismiss you row by row, but I want everybody to stand up on their feet. And if this is your first time here, you don't have to come up to get prayed for. But if you guys come here on a regular basis, I want everybody to come up, because there's some things that you might not even think that you're struggling with, but the Holy Spirit will bring it up when you take that first step of obedience. So let me pray for you guys, and we're going to go back into worship, and I want you guys to connect with a living Savior. He wants to speak to you tonight. He wants to reveal Himself to you tonight. So with every head bowed and eyes closed, Father God, I thank You, Lord, for this word that transforms, this word that changes, this word that sets us free, this word that gives us the path of who we are as believers and as followers of Jesus Christ. Lord, here and now, we give You our hearts, we give You our attention, we give You our expectation, Lord, to transform us, that we would go from glory to glory, that we would become more like You every single day. So we ask this in Jesus' name. Everybody says, amen. I want the first row, every single person to come up right now.